Rishus the Mora Da'asa Shlita, Chashu Rabbonim, Kol HaKol HaKodesh Hazeh. And speaking of Kodesh Hazeh, I'm not going to say the names again, but we want to thank these wonderful Chayalim that we hope their Mesiras Nefesh will be in the traveling to the Five Towns and to Far Rockaway and to the White Shul, and not in the Mesiras Nefesh of where they're going. Hashem should take care of them and guard them. And Mirtz Hashem, Hashem Yishmo Aleichem, She Tashuvu Mirtz Hashem, Rak Lismachot Be'ezat Hashem Yisbarach. Demis says that I was going to pull one on Rabbi Feiner and just introduce him, and then I get to listen. Rabbi Feiner is the Rav here in the White Shul. I'm in the Red Shul. So everybody knows that in Judaism, white is better than red. And Rabbi Feiner is better than anybody. So I speak here very humbly at the podium where such a gadol and a tzaddik, he and his Rebbetzin are really our community treasure, and David Shusha HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of them as well, and give them Arichas Yomim Vishonim to do all the good things that they do for all of us. This was built by my good friend, Rabbi Trumzel Gesundzein, who together with many, many people put a tremendous amount of effort, as he does, into everything for the community as Divrei Chizuk. And I will give some chizuk as best as I can. But first, I have to do something that's probably not so much chizuk, but it's not musar either, but it's his oirus and the inwardness that every one of us has to do. Our Israeli friends probably know better than me. There's a word in modern Hebrew, lahafnim, to internalize all the things that happen to us. And we know that whatever happens to a person, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz has a number of Musa Shmuzim, it was not only ordained in general, but for us in particular. And if we saw, as many of the Rabbanim have given drushes already, and I heard some of the wonderful drushes from this past week, really beautiful, brilliant, erudite, and tremendously, tremendously moving speeches that taught us a lot. But one of the things that it taught us is that we're all in danger from just looking at, seeing, and hearing the horrific and really barbaric things that are being done to our people. These are not regular people. The Torah testified thousands of years ago already, Yodoi ba'kol v'yad kol boi v'hu yeh pere odom. The very famous Rav Shram Shufal Hirsch explains on this that it doesn't say Odom Pera, which is what it should have said in Lashon HaKodesh, but Pera Odom. He's not really a human being. We just have to define. This is not human. And almost every decent, law-abiding citizen that has a shred of morality and ethics, that has been exposed to what they've done, has said that this is something that only barbarians do. But the only question is, why did this happen? And for that, we have to turn inward. Every one of us, and I start with myself, have to look at ourselves in the mirror, have to look at ourselves critically, and try to figure out, what is my chelek in this? Of course, we have soldiers that are going out that are going to be meiser nefesh, that are really prepared to give their lives for all of us. And the rest of us are trying to do our best through davening and through donations and through all sorts of chasodim that we're all doing. Baruch Hashem, it's wonderful. But why did it happen? A friend of mine, a chashuv rav, came up with divrei chizuk that I think we all can hear and should hear. For 75 years, approximately, of the state of Israel, this hasn't happened. Of course, there have been all the intifadas and many, many acts of terrorism and many brutalities that have been imposed upon us. But nothing like this, as everybody has said and everybody has heard, since the Holocaust and Churban Europa. Madua, Lama, Favos, why did this happen now? How do we look at this? I'm not one of those that has the ability, either through Ruach HaKodesh, or just being a pikeach smart, or a chacham, to figure out why the Rabbeinu Shlom does something. My Rebbe, Rav Hutnis Atzal, had a maisa, happened in Flatbush many, many years ago. There was a child that was killed on Shabbos, Leolenu, in a traffic accident. It was an accident. Nobody meant it. It wasn't terrorism. And one of the Rabbonim got up the following Shabbos, and he gave a drasha blaming Chilul Shabbos, or at least Zilzul Shabbos, in the community. And my Rebbe, Rav Hutnis Atzal, called him up. He said, "Rabbi so-and-so, I didn't know you became an accountant. Are you a CPA?" I said, "No, I'm a Rav." He said, "But you just did the Rabbeinu Shlom's books. You analyzed what the Rabbeinu Shlom allowed to happen. And if we're real ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, caused to happen. And you said why. So tell me, how do you know?" The man didn't have an answer. So I don't have an answer either. But sometimes we have to take a lesson from what happens for ourselves. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, one of the things that he said was, when a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and all of a sudden there's a saita there, and the saita implodes or explodes, whatever it is, the psukim in Parashas Nasai in the Gemara in saita. So, he's got to become a nazir. So everybody asks, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz asks, "Wait a minute, this is the guy that saw it. He's never going to have an alcoholic problem. He's never going to have a drug problem. He knows that that leads to something terrible. So why does he have to become a nazir?" And the answer is because he saw it. And b'didi haviuvda, I'm going to tell you what happened to me. When I first came to town, I was a principal out in Suffolk County. I don't have to do a lot of driving. And sometimes I drove too fast. I'm coming home and I'm rushing. I think it was on a Friday, a big tzaddik. I think I'm driving fast to get home for Shabbos. But I was driving too fast. And all of a sudden I noticed, out of the corner of my eye, Loyolenu, a car. It hadn't, no emergency vehicles had come yet. Afterwards, I heard the sirens. And it had wrapped itself around a tree. And I took a look. I'm not a Hatzalah guy, and I'm not a doctor. And I moved on. But I took it to heart, because that was a message to me. Slow down. What do you think you're doing? It's not sitkis, it's rishus. I don't think I ever drove that fast again. I drive a little bit over the speed limit, Mistama. But not that fast. Because you have to be lafnim, you have to take it into consideration that you were there to see it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us things. And I agree with all the chashav rabbanim, all the wonderful speakers, all the tzaddiki ador, and our rabbanim locally, that said, don't look at the social media. It's going to ruin your neshama. Because something that you see that's unholy, that is tame, that is a part of the barbarism, especially our children, our heilige kinderlach, if they see it, it imprints itself upon their neshama. And we don't need to see it. We know what's happening. But what do we have to do? Is to change a little bit. I'm going to make one little suggestion before I go on, and then of course we're going to say Tehillim. For a year or two now, there's been conflict in Eretz Yisrael. And almost everybody agreed. Until now, a unity government has formed, and I don't know how long it's going to last, or how unified it really will be, but at least it was an attempt. It was a shtadlus, and that's good. But there were demonstrations, counter-demonstrations in the streets. And I'm not going to take sides right now. I am from one side. And I do believe that the people that were religious, that are religious, were right. But it was unnecessary on some level for this to have exploded to such an extent, because it was, and hopefully is not any longer, I think, and I hope now everybody's going to take it to heart, it was a Chilul Hashem. Blame can be passed around to many people. But was it a Chil Hashem? The Jews are fighting Jews. Jews are degrading Jews. Jews are impugning Jews. Of course it was. Beinenu, Levein Atzmenu, and for the world. And when the hooligans of Hamas, the murderers of Hamas, the incredible barbarians of Hamas need an opening in our circles, in our nation, that's an opening. When we make Chilul Hashem, so they make Chilul with us. And I don't know, I have no idea, I don't have Ruach HaKodesh, but I will tell you somebody that did. Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha, Chof Tammuz Tov Shinai and Dalit. There was a problem also then in Eretz Yisrael. And he wrote something in his sefer, Mizakenim Ezbainon, and then he put out the following to be said and read in all the shuls and yeshivas. L'ragle ha-matzav ha-kosho ha-shoru ba-artzenu ha-kadosha. Avakesh, I ask every Jew to le-hischazek, to strengthen ourselves in the following. Shmir Shabbos, kil chosa, Shmir Shabbos. Shmir as diburim ha-asurim, not to speak improperly. And we all know what that is. Shmir as-aloshin, rechilus, nivopeh, to wash out our mouths with the purity and the mikvah of the Torah, ma mikvah mitaris atmeim, afakadosh baruch hu mitaris Yisrael. And finally, v'lishmor gidrei atznius, as it says, v'lo yero b'cha erbas davar v'shov me'acharecha. So Rabbi Leib Steinman felt that he could identify what needs to be fixed. I will turn to my colleagues, the Gedolei Yisrael that are here, and they will tell us what we need to fix. But the emes is, Lev Yadei Amaras Nafshoi. Everybody knows what's bitter in their own heart. Nobody knows how to be freilich with us, with another person, as much as ourselves. And nobody knows how the tzar is of what we need to do. And as the Mardasra said, we're here. We're here. I want you to know, I was listening to the radio, and it was talking about a temple, a very modern temple, a left-wing temple, a temple that was based upon Epicurus. But it was filled, like this is filled, and people came, and they were looking for God. I think the address might have been the wrong address a little bit, but they were looking for God in the house of God. They didn't know any better. And we have to approve of them. We have to thank them, and we have to elevate them. And that's what was happening a little bit in Eretz Yisrael, all the little nisim that were happening, how Yidden somehow reached out across the aisle, across the street, to others, singing with them, feeding them, maybe just throwing out the name of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But I want to suggest to you that the Ramban says that there are always two forms of reasons why, two different types of reasons why something happens. What is the bad guys? They are culpable. Ramban says, Paro's going to be punished. And the Egyptians, they're going to drown. But on the other hand, it's a gzera from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Yadoa teida ki ger yizarach l'beretz l'olohem v'avodum v'inu oislam arvim. That's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam talking. So we can't write the Rebbeinu Shel Olam out of our lives. I was listening today on a hookup with Rabbi Aaron Feldman's al Gesundsein, one of the Zikni Ador, maybe it's the Zokin Ador, I'm not sure exactly who's older, him's al Gesundsein, Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky, I think he's a little bit older. But one of the members of the Moetzet Gedolei HaTorah was asked to speak to all the Aguda Rabbanim. Many Rabbanim were on the phone, on the Zoom. And he was talking about what we should improve about ourselves. And he was talking, Taka, about things that were wrong. But I'm not doing that. Because one thing is the Hamas, and we look to our friends, the soldiers, to take care of them, and for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to make it happen. But for us, that's internal. That's for each of us to make a decision of what we need to do. Husbands and wives, parents and children, grandparents, because all have suffered right now. Rachmana Litzlan, grandmothers were killed. Babies were killed. Yisayimim Lech are in... Oh, tremendous all over Eretz Yisrael. There will be, and there already are, tremendous organizations that will have to take care of those Yisraelim and those Amanas Nebuch. And the Torah tells us, Kol Amana V'yasim Leisa'anun, we're not allowed to hurt them. And they've been hurt so badly. And it's for them that we cry. So the Ramban says that although Paro is culpable, but we can't forget that the Rabbi Nishlam made a gzeira. And over here there was a gzeira. So we'll go back to what my friend the rabbi said. For 75 years, this didn't happen. So that means the Rabbi Nishlam was taking care of us. Now there's Hester Pane, Vanochi Hester, Hester Pane, we just read in the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu was hiding his face. We don't know exactly why. But one thing we know, that he is hiding. And therefore, they opened up. The Hamas came through that opening. That opening in the wall, not the one that they drilled through. But the opening there, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, that only in the Kaisel Maravi, Kadosh Baruch Hu looks through the cracks. Meitzitz Menacharakim, he watches over us, but we can no longer see him. That's what Meitzitz Menacharakim means. He's looking through the cracks, through the Kaisel Maravi. The wonderful Kaisel that we still love, and that Be'ez Hashem Yisbach will have at Mi'az Gael Tzedek. But every one of us have to remember that besides Hamas, we have to dive into the Rabbeinu Shalom, because for whatever reason, he allowed this to happen. And I want to give you one, just if I may, suggestion as to what's really happening. Rav Haigoyen and Rav Sajigoyen and the Rambam all tell us, based upon the Gemara, and we all heard the Haftiras during Sukkot, the Haftiras about Goygu Magoy. One was from Zechariah and one was from Yechezkel. And they predicted, all these Gedolim and the Rishonim and the Ga'onim, that why are we going to lay this on Sukkot? And we did, and we all heard it. But we didn't understand it until Shmini Atzeres, when we heard the Rachmana Litzlan, the terrible news. And then we realized, maybe some of us, maybe not all of us, but if you don't mind, I'm mentioning it today. Because the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, the Gemara tells us that there are three things that the three Suddhas of Shabbos protect us from. I won't say the first two, but Shalosh Suddhas protects us from Milchemes Gog U'Magog. What is Gog U'Magog? The Abai Ben El says that these people are barbarians and savages. That's what he calls it. He says, Shem Ibn Yefes, Piriyim, primitive people. He wrote this around the 1400s, the beginning of the 1500s. The Abai Ben El predicted it. The Milchemes Gog U'Magog will come through the lowliest people in the world. Because even the non-Jews, the Gentiles that have reported this, anybody that had any decency said, no decent human being would ever do this. So why did it come upon us? We don't actually know. But one thing we know, and this is the chizuk, and I want to share this with everybody, that the Milchemes Gog U'Magog is what leads to Mashiach. It started already by the Yom Kippur War. The Yom Kippur War started. It was against our will, of course. We went out with our talesim on Yom Kippur, the wonderful soldiers, the chayalim, and they went to fight. But it lasted through Sukkot. This time, it started on Sukkot. The Milchemes Gog U'Magog, it says in all the Mefarshim, and I'll close with this, that this is the war that will bring Mashiach. And that's why what we read was, V'hoya b'yom ahu, b'yom bo gog. V'hoya, Chazal say, is a simcha. V'yehi b'mei HaChashverosh is a tragedy. But v'hoya is simcha. What's the simcha that there's going to be a war? The answer is only the simcha of the war that will lead to Mashiach. And this can be turned around. Not only turned around, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, so that the death will stop, and the Rachmanu Litzlan, the kidnappings will stop, and the mutilations will stop, and the horrors will stop, but they will stop, and we will go to be with Mashiach Tzedkenu. That's the chizuk. But we have to make it happen. So Rav Aaron Leib Shteyman gave us a couple of things to do. The Gemara said that if we strengthen our Shalosh Suddhas, and I suggest to whoever is not going to Shalosh Suddhas, go to Shalosh Suddhas. Make a Shalosh Suddhas. Sing some nigunim. They're all wonderful. When I sing, by the way, everybody does tshuva. So it's a very good thing. I won't even try it over here. Rabbi Feiner will carry me out. But Shalosh Suddhas can be a vehicle for bringing about the Geulah Shleima, which should come b'meher b'yameinu, amen v'yameinu. Thank you.